Welcome to another inspirational podcast teaching by Nicole Crank, Senior Pastor of Faith Church.
Well, how many of you ready for a good day? How many of you ready to talk about the unlimited power of God, how he wants to move you to the next level, how he wants to take the limits off your life and get you to that place that you were born for and actually predestined to be? How many of you believe God is willing and able to do this in your life? But man, it's been really, really nice out actually for this time of year, right? So Pastor David and I, we walk in and we were walking past this neighbor's yard and they have this dog. Oh man, this dog comes from around the house. Freaking out, right? This dog is like this big. It was a Shih Tzu, I think, but it was big bone and retained water. So, you know. So this dog, just comes out after us, just barking, throwing a little fit, and we're like, whoa, we're backing up. But all of a sudden, it gets to the sidewalk and it stops at the sidewalk. We're like, oh, underground fence, cool, this works out. So we keep walking, but the dog darts up across the driveway and into the neighbor's yard. So now we're a little bit nervous again because we're like, okay, well, he's going to be able to get us. So we back off. So he walks back through the yard, runs back through the yard into the other neighbor's yard. I'm like, okay, this guy either has enough money to buy out the whole block and he put underground fence in everybody's yard, or this dog has run up against this underground fence enough time in his own yard, they've just turned it off, and he just knows, I don't want to go anywhere near that sidewalk because then it's going to hurt, because he knows his limits. So I'm just wondering, how many times in our life have we run up on the limits in our life, bumped our head, hit something, hit a point of pain, and we decided, you know what, I don't want any more of that. I'm just going to go ahead and stop right here. I'm not going to try anymore. I'm just going to stay comfortable. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You know, the they's in life, they tell us you're not smart enough, you're not rich enough, you don't have the right education, you're the wrong gender, you're the wrong color. Oh, not with that diagnosis. You're not tall enough, you're not short enough, you're not funny enough, you're not shy enough. You just don't have what it takes. I just want to know, who is they and why do we invite them to our parties? Sometimes they is somebody else, and it might have been your parents, it might have been your mentor, it might have been your teacher, it might be yourself. But somehow we have put these limits on our life that keep us from living all that God wants us to live. And I know we don't like limits, because how many of you know that speed limits are a good idea for everybody else but you? It's all those other drivers, they cannot handle the speed like we can. And we might be okay with speed limits on some days, but when you're running late and you're in a 30-mile-per-hour zone that you know for sure should be a 40, you just can put, why isn't this a 40? This is just stupid. We don't like being limited and throttled back in our life, but yet somehow we go ahead and we accept the limits of where we're at, and we kind of get comfortable in them a little bit. See, the issue with that is we serve an unlimited God. He is so far outside. There is no box with God. Don't even try and put him in a box or a circle or a hexagon or, but my box is really big, or I paint with a broad brush. No, God is so big, you can't paint him, you can't draw him, you can't conceive him, you can't imagine him. He is infinity. He's on and on and on. He's forever in our past. He's forever beyond our future. God is unlimited in time, scale, knowledge, power, everything. God is unlimited. Touch your neighbor and say, I serve an unlimited God. And so let's prove that God is unlimited, because sometimes we start to think, well, I don't know if God could, or I don't know if God would. Well, let's just blow up that theory right now. Turn with me to Job 36. Job 36 has this really long four-word scripture, and read it for me. It says, God's power is unlimited. He is unlimited in power. He can do anything, anytime, any place. You throw down the job, boom, God's got it. Not outside of what he can do. So what does it say about that in the New Testament? So we got Old Testament, and it says things are confirmed in the mouth of two or three witnesses. So let's go to Ephesians 1:19. It says that you will also know the unlimited greatness of his power as it works with might and power and strength for who? us. Us. God has unlimited greatness of power for us? I mean, you kind of almost want to say that with a question mark, right? Like, really, for me? God has unlimited power on purposely for me? Yes. God is your dad. He's your father. He loves you like nobody else is going to love you. How many of y'all in the room have kids? So how many of you know it's really dangerous to go Christmas shopping or birthday shopping for your child when there's too much room on your credit card? Because it's like, well, they really like those socks, or this would look just so cute on that. They need clothes anyway. And I'm really buying this toy for me because it'll keep them busy and out of my hair, and we make all kinds of excuses because we love those little rugrats, right? That's how God is with us. He loves us that much. He wants to give us too much. He loves us too much. He has an affection for us that we're not going to understand or we're not going to get. He has unlimited power for you. So one more scripture just to set this up. Ephesians 3:16 says, I pray that from his glorious unlimited resources that he will empower who? He will empower you. God has unlimited power, and he's got unlimited power and greatness for us, and he's done it so that he can empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. This is the coolest news we ever gotten. We have a God that can do anything at any time because we've asked him to do it, and he wants to do it for you. You were actually created before the beginning of the world to do these amazing things, and yet somehow we've got these limits that have been thrown on our life. You know, the world tries to get us to like conform to what everybody else is doing really, really early in our life. How many of y'all went to junior high? How many of y'all, if I gave you $10,000, you would not go back? Right? Junior high is stupid. You wear the wrong shirt, the wrong hat, the wrong cologne, use the wrong word, and they're going to massacre you, right? If skinny jeans are in style and you come in bell bottoms, you're going to come home crying, and if mama won't buy you a new pair of pants before tomorrow, you're going to slice them down with the scissors and you're going to sew them up yourself. Well, Romans 2 talks about being conformed to this world. From junior high, they're already working on conforming us to think like everybody else thinks. If you ask a bunch of kindergartners, how many of you guys are artists? They're going to be like, oh, me, pick me. I want to draw. I can do it. Pick me. You guys remember kindergarten? You get to fourth or fifth grade, and you ask a group of students, how many of you are artists? Maybe half of them will raise their hand. You go to high school. You ask a group of students, how many of you are artists? And you get one or two people that raise their hand. You know, the world tells us who we're not. The world tells us what we're not good at, and the world tells us what we can't do. But we don't serve the world, and they are not the boss of us. We serve a God, a King, and our Father, and we are what he says we are, and that is a child of the Most High. That is created to be an overcomer. That's above and not beneath. That is the head and not the tail. That is the no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We are called to be a blessing. We are called to be salt and flavorful, and we're called to be the light of the world. We're called to rule and reign. We're called to be kings and priests. We need to be talking about who he says we are, not who they say we are. They are going to limit us. Romans 12:2, do not be conformed. Let them put a ceiling on us, push us down, tell us we're from the wrong side of the track or don't have enough education or wrong gender or wrong color and push us on down here. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed. Transformed by the renewing of your mind. By the renewing of your mind, what does that mean? By the renewing of your mind means coming to church, that's what you're doing. You're changing. God is modifying the way you think. Change the way you think, and you will change the way you live. You can believe the world and live like that, or you can believe God and live like this. You have to renew your mind. Come on, somebody, with the word of God. That's why church is so important. That's why iConnect groups are so important. It gives you a chance to mentor and get mentored. It gives you a reason to study or read a little bit more and get around people. That's why you don't want to be conformed. You want to be transformed. And God is in the transformation business. You know, there was a guy in the Bible. His name was Samson. And he was a bodybuilder. And you would think that God might use like a brainy, nerdy, small guy to be a judge. But no, he chooses the bodybuilder to be the judge and then uses both of his strengths to take down the Philistines. He took somebody nobody thought would be in that position and used him for greatness. He took a little girl that was an orphan. Her name was Esther. I mean, she's the wrong nationality. She shouldn't have even been there. And she's an orphan. She would think, I've got this limited life. I'm a foster kid, and foster kids don't get much. No, God opens doors that no man can open. And God, you need to expand your dream and think bigger according to Ephesians 3:20. Because she started out an orphan, but God opened the door to make her a queen. And that's the kind of unlimited life that God has for you. But as a queen, she had an opportunity to get comfortable. You see, we want to get comfortable in life, and it's like, oh, I was an orphan, but now I'm a queen, and oh, life is just good. I'm hungry. Somebody bring me something to eat, please. I'm thirsty. I thirst. I've always wanted to say, I thirst. Doesn't that just sound like, I thirst, instead of like, I need a drink? She's like, I thirst, and somebody brings her a drink of water. She was really comfortable being queen. But comfortable isn't necessarily happy, and comfortable isn't necessarily great. And greatness and happiness aren't necessarily comfortable. Here, let me tell you what I'm talking about. Ashton is 12 years old now, and she grew like this much in the last year. She went from about here to about here. She's 5'6" now. She, you know, wears a woman's size medium, and she weighs close to what I weigh. And she's 12, so she's not 3. When you have a 3-year-old, you pick them up, and you're like, hey, baby, how you doing? And they kiss you back, and you go, oh, it's so cute. And when they're 12, you're like, hey, baby. They're like, Mom, ooh. You know, they start, you know, I'm okay. But there are those days when I'm sitting on the couch, and she says, Mama, can I sit on your lap? I'm like, yeah. And she comes, and she gets on my lap, and I'm like, I can't breathe. Hey, baby, how you doing? She's snuggling her cheek against my mind. I'm like, I love this right now. And I don't ask her to move. I'm extremely uncomfortable. But I am the happiest that I could be. And it's some of the greatest moments of our life. I'm telling you, if you will not worry about your comfort zone, God can do some of the greatest things in your life that will bring the greatest happiness to you and your family. We just can't get caught up in the comfort of the whole thing. How many of y'all know these shoes are probably not comfortable? Let's just get rid of these right now. You know, God is not, he isn't all about comfortable. You know, I'm happier wearing the shoes because they look much cuter with my outfit. If I take these off, somehow I just don't look finished, right? I was a lot happier, uncomfortable. But you know what? I'll take this right now. So Esther is comfortable in her queenship, but God has asked her to do more. We can live for comfort, or we can live for our call. You see, Esther wasn't called just to be queen. Maybe she thought that was the limit of all God could do with a little orphan girl. She wasn't meant just to be queen. She was meant to save a nation from genocide. Thousands of people are going to die if she doesn't do what God's asking her to do, and that is risk her life. You see, he's like, hey, comfortable Esther, remember all these things I did for you? Here's what I need you to do for me. I need you to go into the king. P.S., you weren't invited, so he could kill you for that. Then I need you to tell him that the decree he made to kill all the Jews is wrong, so he needs to reverse that decree, letting everybody know he was wrong. Have a nice day. Usually when God calls you to do what he really wants you to do, when God calls you to do something significant, it's going to be way outside your comfort zone. We're going to be living all over here, and he's going to call us over here. He's going to call you to be the only Christian at the company and witness to everybody. He's going to call you out of management and keep applying for that president job, even though you keep getting turned down. He's going to call you to expand the business and keep asking for the loan, even though the bank keeps turning you down. He's going to call you to stay in that marriage and believe that that spouse is going to straighten out. He's going to call you to give up the addiction, and you failed a million times, but he's going to keep telling you, you can do it. I believe in you. He's going to call you to love the unlovely friend who is a total mess, but if you don't love them, who's going to love them and tell them about Jesus? God's going to call you to lead a department at the church when you don't feel like you have the mental ram or the ability to do it. God's going to call you outside your comfort zone because he wants to bust out the limits. And here's the cool thing. When you trust him to bust the limits in one area, the whole wall comes down. When you bust the limits over here, the financial wall comes down. When you bust the financial wall over here, the health wall comes down. God is into breaking down walls. So Esther, so here she is. She's already been transformed into a queen, but she was comfortable, and she has the moment to say yes or no. She says yes to God, and she approaches the king and says, I need you to save What are my people? He didn't even know that she was Jewish. He would have never married her. I need you to save my people. And he doesn't kill her. He listens to her. You can live for comfort, or you can live for your legacy. Legacy goes out beyond where you are right now. You are never going to leave a legacy in your family, in your company, in your life if you just live comfortable. God wants to stretch you. Touch your neighbor right now and say, don't get comfortable. There's these two sisters, and one's a blonde and one's a brunette, and they inherit this ranch like 100 years ago in the early 1800s. And the one sister realizes they're in financial trouble, so she tells her blonde sister, we need a bull to breed our own stock. So I'm going to go find a bull, and when I do, you get the trailer, hitch it to the pickup truck. Okay, so maybe this wasn't the 1800s. You hitch it up to the pickup truck, and you come pick up me and the bull, and you bring us home. Got it? She's like, got it. So the brunette sister leaves. She goes to another town. She finds a bull, but the guy wants $599 for the bull. All she has is $600. She gives him everything but her last dollar, and she walks to town, goes to the telegram store, and says, hey, I need you to tell my sister to come pick up me and the bull, hitch up the trailer to the truck, bring them both, don't forget, and come pick us up and take us home. And the telegram operator says, it's a dollar a word. She said, I only have $1. He said, you get one word. She said, what am I going to do? She said, okay, send her the word comfortable. He said, how is your sister going to get all that from the word comfortable? She said, my sister is blonde, and my sister reads slow. She's going to read it comfortable. If you're blonde, don't be offended. I've been blonde before. Just change your hair color. Miss Clara can fix it all. We're not supposed to live comfortable. We live called, and we are called to be great. We are called to shine. We are called to live above, and when we spend our life being pushed down, that's not how God called us to live. You see, in Mark 9, there's this boy, and he's sick, man. He's got, like, epilepsy, and he's having these seizures, and he's foaming at the mouth, and he's falling out, and his dad doesn't know what to do, so he picks him up, and he brings him to the apostles for prayer. And the apostles pray for him, and he doesn't get any better. And he's like, oh, what happened? I just wonder how many times at church maybe we go and we pray or we ask somebody to pray, and then things don't work out, and then we just box God in. Well, that's it, God. It's limited. Can't happen. I don't even know why I believed anyway. It's not for me. I'm disqualified. So this dad didn't do that. He didn't put a limit on God. You know, sometimes you need just to go straight to the source, right? So he goes straight to Jesus, and he says, Jesus, can you heal my son? And Jesus answers him in Mark 9:23 and says, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. To which I love this next part of the Bible because it makes me feel totally sane, because the man answers, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief, please. In the same sentence, he says, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Have you ever been there? Like, did you ever get a diagnosis where the doctor told you something funky, or you looked at the checkbook and your blood ran cold and all of a sudden you were sweating in your armpits anyway, and you had this feeling in your stomach, or you got news that somebody's walking out, or the kid's acting nuts, and you lost it for a minute? You still believed God, and you know he's there for you, but you have this moment of unbelief. That's totally normal. That's your flesh. That's okay. You're not disqualified. All you do is you say, okay, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. You go ahead and just start professing what you need to do, because your brain will listen to what your mouth says. That's where we can't get tripped up. We can't start listening to Ed and Bubba and Shaquita and them, because they talk crazy talk. They're like, I know that Sister Boo Boo over there, she had that tumor, and gosh, she went to heaven quick. That's not the stuff you need to hear. What happened to them is what happened to them. It's not what he wants to happen. It's not what he says can happen. We can listen to them and get what they got, or we can listen to him and get what he got. Come on, somebody, you know what I'm talking about? Show me your friends, and I'll show you your future. That's a huge reason to be in an iConnect group, because the people you get around is where you're going. So if they're thinking crazy, you're going to get there soon. If they're where you want to go, you're going to get there soon. Surround yourself with people who are where you want to go. So he says, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. It's okay to have moments where you don't think you're qualified or to think you've been disqualified. You cannot be disqualified from the blessing. Let's just put that right out there like a sentence. If you write nothing else down, just write down, I cannot be disqualified from the blessing. Because it's nothing that you earn. It's nothing that you deserve. You don't deserve it. You can't possibly earn it. It's not for sale. You see, God is free, but he is nothing close to cheap. He wants you to chase him. He wants you to love him. He wants you to be there with him. But you can't earn his love. You can't earn salvation, and you can't earn the blessing. You know why? Well, let's go in Romans. In Romans 8, let's do this first. It says, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? I wanted to talk about this scripture because I don't want anybody to just qualify this to salvation. Like, okay, like salvation is a free gift, but it's not anything else. No, when he gave us Jesus, the end of the scripture says he graciously gave us what? That's really awesome if you only had, like, no coffee this morning. So let's do it again. It said he graciously gave us what?
All things.
He gave us all things, not just salvation, right? So, okay, so Romans 6:23, it says, for the wages of sin are death, but the gift of God is eternal life. You see, how many of you have either ever given a gift or received a gift that was way cooler than you deserved or than they deserved, but you gave it or you received it anyway? That's how it is with God. It's a gift. We don't deserve it. We can't pray enough for it, be perfect enough for it, act right enough for it, you know, do our Father's, Holy Mary's, kneel, stand, pray, study, anything you want to do. You can't earn it. It's a gift. He has given you an unlimited life as a gift. But don't put the gift in a box because then we shrink it down again. He's given it to you as a gift, and he wants you to live big, and he wants you to live outside of this thing. But we're letting life conform us down. He wants you to live outside the limits that you can ask, that you can think, or that you can imagine. Don't get comfortable in this space where you are right now, because God doesn't want you to live where you're comfortable. He wants you outside of your comfort zone. Whatever you have space you've got cozied up in, he wants you to kind of be comfortable with your feet underneath you, because as soon as you get comfortable, he's gonna call you to something else. He's like, ooh, you're comfortable with that couch? Awesome, buy another couch. Well, I'm gonna buy another couch? Yeah, now I want you to buy a store that sells couches. You want me to buy a store that sells couches? Yeah, matter of fact, now buy a chain that sells couches everywhere in the nation and sell everybody couches. You want me to own a chain that sells couches? God says, yeah, because every time you get comfortable, I want you to get outside of your comfort zone, stand on top of that thing that you were sitting on, and move on. God has no limits. Tap your neighbor and say, God has no limits. We do not serve a limited God, and he does not want us to live a limited life. So go back to Romans 12:2. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed like Samson. Be transformed like Esther by the renewing of your mind, by knowing what God says about us, by knowing what the word says about us, by coming to church, by joining a small group, by tithing. Talk about tithing for 1 second, because if I don't, I'm holding you back. You see, there is a financial limiter in our life that happens, and it's tithing. Some people do it, some people don't. But let me tell you about tithing for like 2 seconds, because break the financial limits in your life. I guarantee this will work, and I know it because Pastor David and I are not tithers. Tithers mean we give 10% of our income. We've grown it over the year 1% more, 2% more, 3% more. We give 50% of our income away every single year because we believe in this. We've watched it work, and we live on half of our income better than we could live on all of our income, because it opens the door to God to just give us things or make us happy or give us opportunities. There are things money can't buy. And that's why we show you the life change stories at the end of the messages. Because you can't buy. If you couldn't have a child, you can't buy being able to have a child. If you wanted to adopt a baby girl, you can't buy the ability for God to move in your life and set it up the very first day that you set out to do it. God can do things. He can take away tumors, and he can heal. He can make legs grow out. He can make operations go away. He can break addictions. He can break yokes. He can bring back crazy kids. He can put families back together. He can raise you up. Money can't buy a lot, But it is one of those barriers, one of those limiters in our life. So tithing, he rebukes the devourer for our sake. And if you want to check that out, Malachi 3, the whole chapter is like this long. It takes you 5 minutes. But dive into that for just a moment. He rebukes the devourer for our sake, but the 10% is his. We're returning it. We're giving it back to him. That first dollar you give of your money, that's giving. And that's when it comes into play. Give, and it shall be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. That's when you're giving of what is yours to God. And what's cool about Malachi 3, it says, prove me now, test me now, and find out. I want to tell you, if you're a tither, awesome. Give $5 more and ask God to prove it. Just say, prove it, God. $5 is like one Starbucks, right? It's not going to kill you. Just give God $5 and say, God, show me. You said, prove me now herewith. And test him and let him show you how he wants to remove the financial limits in your life. Because it's not about the $5. And if you think I'm trying to give you to give it to Faith Church, give it to a church down the street. Give it to some other church. Just give it to God. But because it's not about trying to get $5. It's about getting the financial barrier off your life. Because really what that thing is all about is about faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. He wants you to trust him. And when he sees they really trust me, he can pour it out on you. This God is amazing and he is incredible. He wants to bless you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. And if you give him the opportunity to work in your life, if you will take the limits off of him, if you will take the box off of him, I'm telling you what, you're going to see testimonies in your own life that are going to freak you out. You're going to want to be on that screen every week because you're going to want to scream from the mountaintop, how good God is to you. I'll give God a hand clap of praise because I am just so excited. I'm telling you, I feel things moving in here right now. I feel things changing in here right now. I feel things going in here right now. I know that God is wanting to do something significant because I left what I was doing right here and I went to what we're doing right here. I can just sense the presence of God in this room. Actually, right now, go ahead and just lift your hands. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're not going to finish this message without talking to you. God, you are doing something in this place. God, we loose you to do this thing. We trust you. God, right now, think about that thing. You know where you've been limited. Think about it right now. Tell God about it in your head. God, right now, we see that limit, and we see it breaking. We see it coming off. We see the opposite. We see the tumor shrinking. We see the door opening. We see the money coming. We see the promotion being slid across the desk. We see the child growing. We see the health, the vibrance, the life coming back in. We see the depression lifting. We see sleeping all night. God, you're moving. God, we trust you. We trust you with our heart, with our soul, with our mind, with our family, with our finances, with our health. We will not hold you back. We are victors, we are not victims, and we release you to move in this space. We release you to do what you want to do, and God, we give you our heart and our soul, and we believe that those things that you said will come to pass are coming to pass. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Somebody give God a hand clap of praise.
For more information about Pastor Nicole's teachings and ministry, visit NicoleCrank.com.